I'll call the Town of Paradise Town Advisory Board to commence for September 26th at 7 p.m. Everyone rise and let's say a Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Welcome, welcome everyone. Just some things we're going to talk about first. Items on the agenda may be taken out of order. The board may combine two or more agenda items for consideration. The board may remove an item from the agenda or delay discussion relating to an item at any time. No action may be taken on any matter not listed on the posted agenda. All planning and zoning matters heard at this meeting are forwarded to the Board of County Commissioners Zoning Commission, the BCC, or Clark County Planning Commission, PC, for final action. Please turn off or mute your cell phones and other electronic devices. Please double check that you have muted your phone. And please take all private conversations outside the room. So either to the lobby there or straight out there, just because it's hard for everyone to hear. All right. For the record, please note that all members of the council are present except for Susan Phillip, the chair, and she has an excused absence. Do we have introductions?
Al Rosano with Commissioner Gibson's office.
Okay. Awesome. So, public comment. This is a period devoted to comments by the general public about items on this agenda. No discussion, action, or vote may be taken on this agenda item. You will be afforded the opportunity to speak on individual public hearing items at the time they are presented. If you wish to speak to the board about items within its jurisdiction but not appearing on this agenda, you must wait until the comments by the general public period listed at the end of this agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the speaker's podium. We don't have a podium, it's right here. Clearly state your name, address, and please spell your last name for the record. If any member of the board wishes to extend the length of the presentation, this will be done by the chairperson or the board by majority vote. Is there anyone who wants to speak at this time? Seeing none, moving on. Do we have approval for the minutes of September 12th,
2023? I'm going to make a motion to approve the minutes for September 12th, 2023. No objection.
We have a move to approve the minutes for September 12th with no changes. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Motion passes. Do we have a motion to approve the agenda for September 26th on 2023?
Madam Chair, move to approve the agenda for September 26th, 2023 of the following rules. Item number 1, PA 2370023, Arizona Inc., Plan Amendment. Item number 2, ZC 230522, Arizona Inc., Zone Change Use Permit Waiver Development Standards Design Review. Item number 3, VS230523, AutoZone Inc., vacate the building. Item number 5, WS230499, SEC1910 LLC, Waiver Development Standards Design Review, to be held until October 10th, 2023.
We have a motion to approve the agenda for September 26th with the holds for items 1, 2, 3 and 5, all items being held to October 10th. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion passes. That means that if you are here for items 1, 2, 3, or 5, they are not being held today. You may leave for the day and come back and join us on October 10th. And if you would like to hang out with us, you're welcome to hang out with us. All right. Any informational items? No. Okay. Moving on to item number 6, planning and zoning. As I said, we're skipping straight to 4. SC2305-6929, McCarran Center LC, street name change for a private drive on Harris Court to State of Nevada Way, generally located on the east side of Bermuda Road, on the north side of Capo Villa Avenue, within Paradise. Is the applicant here. Yeah, okay. Come on up. Grab the microphone because no one can hear anyone. State your name, address, and spell your last name.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Hello.
Alvaro. It's broken.
Hello. Oh, there we go. Hello. My name is James Hum. J-A-M-E-S-H-U-M-N. I'm with the Nevada Governor's Office of Economic Development here on behalf of my boss, Executive Director Tom Burns, and Governor Lombardo. Current address is 555 East Washington Avenue. Of course, forgot my own address. Las Vegas, Nevada, and I will find the zip here in a second.
Okay.
Here on behalf of the Governor's Office asking for the name change. For the new building that we purchased from Thomas and Mack with approval from the legislature.
Okay. Is there anyone here who would like to speak on this item? Seeing none, I close it to the public and open it to the board. He's making out there. Is there anyone on the board who would like to speak on this item? Seeing none, I move to approve subject to staff preliminary conditions. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? You pass. You go to the Planning Commission on the 3rd.
Sure, thank you so much.
All right. Again, item 5 is not being heard, so we're moving on to item 6. UC 230592, University Board of Regents, use permits for the following: 1, temporary construction storage, 2, temporary parking lot, waivers of development standards for the following: 1, waive noise standards, and 2, allow temporary construction, storage, and staging activities beyond daytime hours. Design review for a temporary construction storage, staging, and parking lot on 36.8 acres in an H1 limited resort and apartment, AE60, AE65, and AE70 zone. Generally located on the north side of Tropicana Avenue and the east side of DeKalb Lane within Paradise.
Good evening, Madam Chair, members of the Town Board, Stephanie Allen, 1980 Festival Plaza Drive. Here this evening on behalf of the Las Vegas Grand Prix. This application is a temporary application for a construction staging site in conjunction with the upcoming Formula One race. As you mentioned, you can see on the aerial, this is on a part of a UNLV parcel located north of Tropicana, just to the east of Dachau. I don't know how to say it, but it's Dachau. The parcel sits vacant, and we just have a temporary use of the property until December of this year. They've been using it for staging. They've been constructing what will be a bridge that goes and is used along the Flamingo. So they've been constructing the bridge. They've been doing temporary practice setups of the track barriers on the property and having some parking on the property as well. We very much appreciate staff's recommendation of approval. We're working through some of the public works conditions still. I know I was emailing as late as today with public works on that, so we'll work through that, but we know that we've got some requirements we've got to do as far as drainage goes, and we'll work through that before the Board of County Commission next week. But with that said, I'm happy to answer any questions. We very much appreciate your approval of this application to help us get the race to the finish line. No pun intended.
Is there anyone in the public who wishes to speak on this item? Seeing none, I close it to the public and open it to the board.
So I think that you're aware of preliminary conditions for public work?
Yes, sir.
30 days to coordinate?
Yes, we've already met with them, and we're happy to coordinate with them on all of that. The only one that's still up in the air is the drainage study, since this is a temporary use.
Okay, I'll make a motion to approve subject to staff preliminary conditions.
We have a motion to approve subject to staff preliminary conditions. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion passes.
Thank you very much.
And you go to the BCC on the 4th.
Yes.
Thank you. All right, item 7, UC 230599, Paradise 12 LLC, use permits for the following: 1, caterer, 2, temporary construction activities, 3, temporary construction storage. Waivers of development standards for the following: 1, allow a catering facility within a membrane structure, tent. 2, eliminate parking and loading spaces. 3, eliminate landscape and screening. 4, allow alternative site design standards. And 5, wave noise standards. Design review of a temporary catering facility, 6 tents, and temporary construction activities and storage in conjunction with a racetrack on 12 acres and H1 Limited Resort and Apartment A60 zone, generally located on the west side of Paradise Road, 540 feet south of Flamingo within Paradise.
Hello again, Madam Chair, members of the Town Board, Stephanie Allen, 1980 Festival Plaza Drive, here on behalf of the applicant, the Las Vegas Grand Prix. With respect to another temporary request on property that you can see on your aerial here, north of the Virgin Hotel, which is located right here in the old Hard Rock, just to the west of Paradise Road, and it's actually east of the corner of the Formula One pit building site that was previously approved, this board has seen, and is under construction. The purpose for the request is this site is going to be used for all of the hospitality for that pit building location. There's obviously a lot of grandstands that are going to be on that property, and a lot of hospitality that needs to take place. So this will be for a tent with a catering and kitchen area. Again, the use is temporary in nature. It will not be year-round. It will be all rented materials for tents that will be put up, erected, and then taken down after the event. However, it will happen year after year. I think we have a 3-year agreement with the property owner to utilize their property. Access from the site is, there is access from Paradise. You can see there's a temporary road that will go through and then also over to the pit building site to the west of the property. And this is the tent area. You can see in white there that will be for the catering on the property. So we very much appreciate staff's recommendation of approval. The exact same comments are still being worked through with the Public Works. We know we have to coordinate with them on any possible street dedications. And then my understanding is there's already a drainage study that's been done. So we will update the drainage study to reflect just the temporary uses on the property. So with that said, I'm happy to answer any questions and we very much appreciate your approval.
Is there anyone in the public who would like to speak on this item? Seeing none, I close it to the public and open it to the board.
I have a question about the wave noise standards is temporary.
Yes, sir.
What noise are we talking about?
It's mostly
and what
just,
areas are going to affect?
So my understanding is they are currently working at risk and beyond daytime hours. So when you are working beyond daytime hours, that includes the need for the noise waiver to allow that construction activity, as well as the race itself will be in the late hours of the evening. So
I can understand the race. Okay, so are we having entertainment in there?
No.
Okay, so it's just the race itself and miscellaneous construction, whatever they're doing in there.
Correct.
Yeah,
correct.
There's no entertainment in there.
No.
No speakers blasting that across the valley.
Nope, just next door there will be entertainment for the race, but this is just support for
the
race.
That's the building over there.
Correct, No, this is just the catering operation. The construction hours is really the reason for the waivers, to allow all of this to be done in late night hours.
Is that going to affect any residents in there, or the residents in there? Other than Marie Antoinette.
I was going to say, Marie Antoinette's the closest. They're aware of these applications. We've communicated with them. I don't know if anyone's here, but we're meeting with them again in a couple of weeks, and we've constantly been communicating. This is pretty removed from them. They're further south of the site, and honestly, they won't be too impacted by this particular activity. Certainly, they'll be impacted by the race itself.
You must have something going with them because they haven't shown up for any of this. So I don't know what you're doing with them.
They were here last time. They didn't speak.
They didn't say anything.
If I can clarify, the property due south is considered residential development, even though we know it's used for other transient uses or short-term uses, it is a residential property. That's why we included that with residents.
Well, if nobody has anything else, I'd like a motion to approve the study of the staff preliminary conditions.
Second.
We have
preliminary conditions.
We have a motion to approve subject staff preliminary conditions. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Motion passes. So you go to BCC on the 4th.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Mm-hmm. All right. Good luck. Item 8, AR2340118, DR220582, Capstone Christian Academy, design review, first application for review, for an addition in existing school on 2 acres in RE Rural Estates Residential Zone, generally located on the west side of Paradise Road and south side of Serene Avenue within Paradise.
Good evening. I'm Craig Lucas, LUCAS, 9075 West Diablo Drive, Suite 300. We're here tonight for application review based on our February planning commission for a six-month review to give an update on the project, on status of offsites and drawings. As a brief overview of the project, it's for a two-classroom addition on the back of the building, partially under the existing patio cover that they have at the existing school. At that time, there was some previous public works comments that were not picked up. And the current status of the building is civil drawings. So working with Public Works, the request is for two flashers, one of which is located here west of the school, and then the other one located here on the east of the school, and then the median turn lanes in front of the school. Currently, there was a structure review that was requested to do a cantilever footing for those flashers. That was approved on August 21st. Drawings went back to Public Works on the 23rd of August, and it's currently in back check with Public Works, which they're anticipating either by the end of this month or beginning of October to have approval on those drawings. As far as building department, all of the drawings have been submitted and are in review in the building department as well. With those items, there was also two conditions, from planning department that a CO would not be issued until a zoning review is done, and on the public works side that a CO for the classroom wouldn't be issued until the off-sites of the classroom.
That your entire presentation?
Yes.
Okay. Is there anyone in the public who would like to speak on this item? Seeing none, I close it to the public and open it to the board. I assume you are aware that the staff is recommending denial of your application. Okay. Just wanted to make sure. I sort of agree that you did have time to do 6 months. You have made progress, but I do agree with Public Works that I think some conditions could have been met that have not been met. So I am currently in support of their denial, if anyone else on the board has other opinions.
I guess my question is, what is the holdup? Why are you not moving forward so you can get their support? Why are you not being able to progress?
Well, they had drawings in, and then they had to change, my understanding, they had to change the footing, which required a structural review. So drawings went in for the review of that, which took a while. Then a couple days later, because they had the drawings ready to resubmit to Public Works, they were just waiting for that structural review so they could do that. So they have been working with Public Works to meet all of the conditions requested by Public Works.
So are you saying that You have submitted everything you need to submit. For approval?
Yes.
Okay.
I know you closed it to the public.
We have closed it to the public.
You can't.
Okay. I'm with CAPS, so I'm not the public.
Okay. Yeah, you are. And so you're looking at, it's been over 2 years at this point. You want, and staff, Public Works is recommending another 2 years. Is it really going to take that long?
I speak for Public Works when you say it's not going to happen.
Okay. I just think, well, if they've submitted everything they're supposed to submit, you had structural issues.
That is my understanding, yes. They had to change the footing, which required a structural
review. So that all has to be reviewed.
Yes.
If I may,
John, Public Works is recommending
that just 6 months. Oh, yeah. 2024.
Yeah,
okay. So 6 months.
Years get confusing at this point.
And they have submitted everything they're supposed to submit, and they did have structural issues. I mean, it would seem fair at this point. It's not like they haven't been doing anything. You've run into a lot of obstacles, basically.
Yes, and the school has worked with the commissioner, and there's been, even before the Planning Commission in February, a lot of conversations with the commissioner kind of moving forward. And
so
I think I'm just going to make a motion on it that we do it with preliminary staff conditions.
Do what? Approve, deny, or
approval. Okay. Sorry. I had one going.
So you're recommending approval with the SIP?
Yes,
until February.
Yes, until February. And then conditions.
Yes. So we have a motion to approve, subject to staff preliminary, if approved, conditions, which is a review in February 21, 2024. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Motion passes. You go to.
Is it 3-1?
No, I approved.
Oh, okay.
I can listen and change my opinion. I am a reasonable person, so this goes to the Planning Commission on the 17th of October.
Okay, thank you.
Yep.
Good luck.
Okay. So, item 9, DR230577, County of Clark Aviation, design review for modifications to a portion of Harry Reid International Airport to construct a new improvement on 7-acre portion of 31.6 acres in a PF public facility, AE65 and AE70 zone, generally located on the north and south sides of Russell Road, alignment approximately 370 feet east of Las Vegas Boulevard, south within Paradise. Oh, it's spinning. Okay. Please grab your microphone and give us your name and address.
Good evening, Benjamin Gerard, 7373 Peak Drive, here on behalf of the applicant.
Excuse me, can you spell your last name for me, please?
G-I-R-A-R-D-I-N.
Thank you.
I was here, I don't know, I think it was 2018, the same project. It involves a custom border patrol clearing for private planes, basically. Some private jet hangars and a facility for net jets. It would be a terminal facility for them, a maintenance facility. It was approved back then, and then COVID happened, and then the Department of Aviation decided to acquire more land with some of the infrastructure money. So the project's essentially moved a little bit to allow access to that additional land that was purchased. So just a brief description. It sits just east of Las Vegas Boulevard, has no frontage on Las Vegas Boulevard. Just as a point of reference, it's behind the Pinball Hall of Fame, which is right here. Not used to this new setup here. It only has access from Dewey, that connects to Las Vegas Boulevard. So it sits behind the little Church of the West and that old motel that's there, but it ties directly into the airport land. So there'll be a new custom border patrol for clearing planes. Right now they can only clear planes up to like 10 people. We use sports teams and bigger private planes coming into the airport. The need was there to add a second facility outside Terminal 3, so this small building here is intended to be that. There's a private jet hangar for executive jet management. It's not a transient, but people can reserve parking in it, you know, for high roller that wants to park here. Jet inside overnight, and then the larger facility, 65,000 square feet, is for NetJets. They're a very large private jet operator based in Columbus, Ohio. They have a facility here. They want to make it a Hallmark facility, so it's a very nice building. There's really no off-site connection, so it's really internal for the airport. But I do have elevations in buildings. So this is the design of the NetJets facility. At Free Lodge Hangar, it's a maintenance hangar, which will be operated basically overnight. And then the terminal facility is the glass areas, you know, people coming and going, obviously. Executive jet management, which is the middle building, is basically a jet hangar. No pills to it, just a new jet hangar. We did take down recently three existing hangars that have been there quite a while. So these are back, basically taking the place of those. We wanted to land to put jets for Formula One as well. And then the CDP facility hasn't changed since the previous approvals. We're just having to go back through because everything expired with the delay of the project. So, good to answer any questions. I'm very familiar with the project. I've been working on it since 2017, so anything you guys need answered from me.
Is there anyone in the public who would like to speak on this item? Seeing none, I close it to the public and open it to the board.
I thought the airport was kind of running out of room.
They are, that's why they're buying more land.
The last time they were in here, they said that was it.
Yeah. You know, it's funny, the site that was up here earlier for the staging for F1, the UNLV land, I brought that to their attention. That's an interesting one.
So they found a place to stick it in there.
Yeah, no, there was 17 acres of additional land that they acquired.
I can understand.
Yeah. It doesn't seem like much, but it makes a big difference.
If no one has any other comment, I'll make a motion to approve subject to staff's conditions.
So we have a motion to approve subject to staff preliminary conditions. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
All opposed? Motion passes. You're going to the Planning Commission on the 17th.
Thank you.
Good luck. All right. Item 10, UC-230578, Valley View Industrial Investors LP. Use permit to allow a pharmacy in conjunction with an existing office warehouse complex on a portion of 13.1 acres in an M1 light manufacturing zone, generally located on the west side of Valley View Boulevard on the north side of Viking Road within Paradise. For the record?
Tanya Pietro, the address is 3871 South Valley Boulevard, Suite 13, /owner/ pharmacy condition. So when we opened the pharmacy, I mean, when we start getting all the paperwork and license, we had to get the county business license. One of the papers that we need to open the pharmacy, they said that we need a special permit. Use of planning permits and things like that to get the business license. So we didn't know when we shoot the location, when we start working there, we didn't know that was required. So So we start making progress getting that to get it ready. So we are just a small pharmacy, independent pharmacy. I would say, like what we see is Walmart, the only difference we don't have over the counter. All that we do is prescription, and 99.9% is delivery, one or two walk-ins from the day. So we choose that location because it was really a good location, a good place, and rent. It was really a good rent. But like I said, I didn't know. We need that to get the pharmacy.
Is there anyone in the public who would like to speak on this item? Seeing none, I close to the public and open it to the board. If there's no comments or questions from the board, I move to approve, subject to staff preliminary conditions. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. You go to PC on the 17th. Good luck. All right. Moving right along. Item number 11. WC23400086WS046214. Hernandez Amalia Hernandez Jorge. T, waiver of conditions of waiver of development standards requiring landscaping per figure 30.6411 along south side of addition in conjunction with an existing single family residence on 0.2 acres in an R1 single family residence AE 60 zone within the Midtown Maryland Parkway District, generally located on the west side of Barbara Way, on the north side of Hacienda Avenue within Paradise.
Good evening. I'm just helping her translate it. Her name is Amalia Hernandez, HERNANDEZ, and her property address is 5289 Barbara Way, Las Vegas, Nevada, 99119.
And we do need your name as well, just because you're speaking.
Okay, my name is Maria Hernandez, HERNANDEZ.
Okay.
Vengo a pedir de favor que me digo que quisiera cuatro árboles en un espacio muy reducido de 5 feet de ancho.
She's asking for a favor because they asked her to plant these 4 trees here in a small hallway of 5 feet of wide.
Entonces yo le pido de favor que me permitan ponerlos en otro lado donde haya más lugar para no regarlos tanto y me cause daño a la casa, porque la casa, como por la alberca, como que se daña un poco, y entonces por el agua, yo creo, y por las lluvias, como que se está hundiendo tantito, entonces ya no le quiero poner más agua de este lado.
She's asking if you let her plant those 4 trees in other place, because for the water issue, she doesn't want to have problems with the building, with the construction. And because she says she also has a pool, which is having problems with that whole house, so she doesn't want to have the same problem with that, this addition, with this room addition.
La adicción está muy alta, y entonces hay una barrita de la calle, entonces para al tiempo de crecer los árboles, entonces tengo que cortar las ramas porque como está muy angostito el tramo y la adicción está arriba de 20 pies de altura.
The problem she finds out is because the trees are going to grow up and she has to be cutting and watering and all the stuff and the foundation of the house, of the addition, that is this little addition.
Pues la casa la compré de contado, no hay problema con el banco, o sea que
she says she paid her house in cash, she doesn't have any problem with any bank.
Entonces les pido de favor que me den permiso de plantarlos en otro lado donde se vean bien los árboles bonitos y pueda yo regarlos, se da para que crezcan bien.
She's asking for a favor if you can let her plant those trees in other place when they can be beautiful. And be
okay. Is there anyone in the public who would like to speak on this item? Seeing none, I close it to the public and open it to the board. Staff seems to be in favor of allowing them to move the trees, and I don't particularly see why they need to be in that particular spot.
Staff just said that they were requesting to plant trees elsewhere.
Yeah.
So is that where the trees are going to be?
Mm-hmm.
Right, yeah. Right there? And then the other landscaping is...
Yeah. If no one else has any comments or questions, I move to approve subject to staff preliminary conditions. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed?
Thank you.
Motion passes. And you will need to go to the Planning Commission on the 17th. So one more time, you go before them and speak.
Okay, one more time?
Yep, on the 17th.
Okay.
Here? No, it's going to be at the Planning Commission.
She will receive our letter or something?
I don't
know.
I just wasn't sure if the address is on that, and I didn't want to lie.
Thank you.
I just didn't want to lie about where the address was. Send them somewhere weird. Item 12, WS230585, PKV 1031, Las Vegas LLC, waiver of development standards to reduce parking for an existing multiple family residential development with commercial components on 6.1 acres in the H1 Limited Resort and Apartment Zone, generally located on the north side of Twain Avenue and west side of I-15 within Paradise. Just state your name and your address.
My name is Trinity Ristau. Last name is spelled R-I-S-T-A-U. I'm with New Source Construction on behalf of the ownership of Jade Apartments, which is requesting a waiver of parking spaces for some two freestanding trash enclosures that's within the gated walls of the complex.
Is there anyone in the public who would like to speak on this item? Seeing none, I close it to the public and open it to the board. So staff is recommending a denial, just as a heads up for you.
Okay.
Well, staff's concerned too. Six spaces, that's quite a few spaces.
Yeah.
The previous owners had already requested a waiver that we just found out about going through this process.
Do you have a trash enclosure now?
No, there's trash chutes in the main building, okay. And that is it. They have a roll-off dumpster to help accommodate, and they wanted the trash, permanent trash enclosures.
The staff's concern is that people will use the garages. Yes, for sure. So you don't need all those spaces.
Well, the parking spaces themselves, the reason that they're asking for these is because of the roll-off. It's kind of creating aesthetic problems and also vagrant problems. Mm-hmm. So they wanted to be able to put the permanent trash enclosures to help with the overflow of the trash that they already have.
I'm also concerned about the trash enclosures being proposed in an existing drainage easement.
We were told that we needed to look at moving.
Yeah. Just because we like to flood and no one loves watching the trash cans float down the street when we flood.
Which we could definitely move to a different location.
Is this a gated?
Yes.
So, do you have policies on the use of the garages? Because some gated communities do not allow them to use the garage as storage, as to be used as a garage.
So the townhomes are the only garages that they actually have. All the rest is open.
Right. And in some of those where they're townhomes, they don't allow the garages to be used for storage, and they check them on a fairly regular basis.
This is the manager of the apartment complex. So
are you going to prevent them from? Because that's staff's concern, is that they're going to use the garages for storage, so you're going to need all those parking spaces.
So in our lease agreement, it states that they're not allowed to use the garages for storage.
Okay,
for
do you check on that?
We do quarterly inspections, and then maintenance, we usually replace the light bulbs, remotes, so we do inspections.
So also, just please state your name for the record.
Mercedes Conception.
There's one townhome area that I'm familiar with. Is once a year, they have to open up their garage doors so that the HOA folks can see if they're using it for storage or for vehicles.
We have quarterly inspections for the office.
You do that.
Mm-hmm.
It seems to work for them. I know that they have limited parking as well. So
do you have parking issues right now? There's not, you know, anyone parking in weird spaces or blocking anyone in. No one's complained about that in this at all.
So we have carports, and then we have open space, but we don't have issues with parking.
Okay.
Maybe we have to do the same thing in our condo complex as well, too. Is we had a problem not having a trash enclosure, and then we had to come before the board and get one put in as well, and it really did alleviate the trash issues that we had with the vacancies also coming in and digging up. And, you know, I could have these.
And then the
based
roll
on staff information.
Yeah, the roll up, the temporary roll off definitely takes up spaces as well. So that would go away.
There's no current issue.
Like they have the policies in place.
Yeah.
Well, and if there's no current issue with parking,
right,
like weird people parking places, do you typically have like six empty spaces at any time in your lot? Like
when I'm there during work hours,
yeah,
there's always parking when
okay
I'm there.
What about in the evening at night when everybody comes home?
I don't have any issues so far, so I've been there for a little over a year.
Okay. If we're not seeing problems at night, then I don't see an issue. So, if no one else has any comments or questions, I make a motion to approve, subject to staff preliminary if approved conditions. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion passes. You go to the Planning Commission on the 17th. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Item 13, AR23400123 UC210332 ERBR LLC. Use permits for first application for review for the following: 1. Swap meet. 2. Fairground. 3. Recreational facility with accessory food, beverage, and retail sales. Waiver of development standards to eliminate landscaping. Design reviews for the following: 1. Swap meet. 2. Fairground. And 3. Recreational facility on 4.6 acres in a C2 general commercial zone, generally located on the west side of Boulder Highway, 1,000 feet south of Indios Avenue within Paradise.
Hello, everybody. David Anderson, ANDERSON, 4700 Boulder Highway, on behalf of ERBR LLC. So, merely we're asking just trying to get more time on doing the landscape. We actually had the landscaping done and crunched by a company, and it wasn't up to the standards once they done it, so we have to take it all up and redo it, and right now our budget is not allowing us to.
Is that it?
Yeah.
Okay. Is there anyone in the public who would like to speak on this item? Seeing none, I close it to the public and open it to the board.
Do you think you can get that done by another year, basically?
Yes.
Yeah. I've been by there, and I agree with staff. I haven't seen any issues, really. I haven't been in, but I've observed for a while, and it seems to work just fine.
Yeah, it's definitely not the worst looking thing down Boulder Highway, so.
Okay. If somebody has that, can I make a motion to approve subject to the 1 year review as a public hearing?
To 2 year review on
the 2 year.
I thought it was.
Mine says 2 year. I'm just trying to make sure that we're all on.
Well, maybe I have.
I just want to make sure we're on the same page.
Oh, 2 year review as a public hearing. Okay, I was looking at the date below to install the 15 feet on side landscaping. So you have a year to do that.
In 2 years for a public
hearing.
Okay.
So we have a motion to approve subject to staff preliminary conditions with a 2 year review on a public hearing and a year to get the landscaping installed. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Motion passes, and you go to the planning commission, I think, on the 7th. Oh, BCC on the 18th.
Thank you.
There we go. All right. Fortress Equities, would you like me to read all of your items in together?
If you wouldn't mind.
Okay.
It'd probably be easier.
So, item 14, VS230584, Fortress Equities, LLC et al. And Tanya Kadashi, LLC, vacate and abandon a portion of right-of-way being Rogers Street, located between Cameron Street and Arvo Street within Paradise. Item 15, WS230583, Fortress Equities, LLC, et al., and Tanya Kadish, LLC, waiver of development standards for increased retaining wall height, design review for finish grade on 2 acres and M1 light manufacturing, AE60 zone, generally located on the southeast corner of Russell Road and Rogers Street within Paradise. Item 16, TM235001-23, Fortress Equities, LLC, et al., and Tanya Kadish LLC, tentative map consisting of a one-lot commercial subdivision on 2 acres in an M1 light manufacturing AE60 zone, generally located on the southeast corner of Russell Road and Rogers Street within Paradise.
Wonderful. Jeremiah Delcy Johnson with Tan Engineering, 6030 South Jones Boulevard, here on behalf of the applicant, and that is DELCI-JOHNSON.
Thank you.
So yes, tonight we have a vacation, a tentative map, a design review, and a waiver of development standards for you. The subject size is 2.05 gross acre, one lot commercial development located to the south, at the point at the same time, south of Russell Road and east of Rogers Street. The site is currently zoned M1 by manufacturing with planned land use of business and employment. Up here, land use. And then we had a company use permits, waivers of standard and design reviews approved by the Board of Commissioners at the previous landscape plan here. August 3rd, 2022, was about a year ago. We came through and had this approved. So now we're coming back in with the tentative map and request to increase the retaining wall height and the fill. There we go. That is a map. So Russell Road and Rogers Street, per the previously approved use permits, will receive full off-site improvements, including curb, gutter, sidewalk, and street lights. Detached sidewalks will be constructed along Rogers Street, while the attached sidewalk along Russell Road will remain. So we're coming in with a vacation of 5 feet of Rogers Street here to allow this detached sidewalk to be constructed along the property line here. The property will be accessed through two driveways measuring 40 feet from back to curb to back to curb, one located here along Russell and the other located here along Rogers Street. Now, we're requesting an increased wall height from the 9 feet previously approved to 12 feet. That'll be two tiered six-foot retaining walls. During the grading plan, it was determined that the initially approved 9 feet, which was 2 4.5 foot tall retaining walls, would not be enough, and that the site would need to be increased by another 2 feet. So this is necessitated by the existing steep elevations across the site and along Russell Road, where an elevation decreases 15 feet from west to east, So the proposed retaining wall will provide an amply long drive aisle to Russell Road, so navigable ingress and egress slopes can be maintained, which is much easier to see here on the landscape plan. You can see that the retaining walls will be along Russell and along Rogers. The maximum will be right about this location of Russell in the center. And having that additional slope will allow us to maintain ADA and fire access and just egress and ingress for vehicles. Part of this as well is an excess fill request of 13 feet or 12 feet previously approved. Again, during the grading plan, we realized that there was a bit more fill needed across the site. There's an 11 foot depression in the middle of the site. You can see right here. That's located right about this point where this future building will be constructed. So we're requesting that additional fill to accommodate a usable building pad, of course. And with that, we appreciate staff's remaining for approval. Here to answer any questions you may have. Thank you for your approval.
Is there anyone in public who would like to speak on this item? Seeing none, I close it to public and open it to the board.
You're aware of comprehensive findings conditions on the cooling system?
Yes, we're aware of planning and public works comments, and we agree with that.
You agree with that?
I don't see an issue with a couple more feet of retaining wall, so that.
Yeah.
If you've been by the site, you know it's quite a slope.
Yeah. So.
I have to deal with the property with quite a slope.
I would like someone who hasn't spoken today to make a motion. That'd be you.
Oh, it's me?
Yeah. Sorry, we have to make everyone to play the game.
Make it fair.
You
have to read these from
all the items, you know, all these items, approved subjects, acts under conditions.
Madam Chair, I'd like to motion to approve upon staff's recommendations on items 14, 15, and 16.
So we have a motion to approve items 14, 15, and 16, subject to staff preliminary conditions. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Motion passes. And you will be going to somewhere. We went to BCC on the 18th. Thank you so much. All right.
Good presentation, by the way.
Yes, thank you. I'm not sure if you turn that off. I'll let you.
It's fine. We'll figure it out. Item 7, general business. Is there any general business? No? Okay, cool. Excellent. I'm assuming there's no general business, and she's not hearing me.
No, we're good.
Items 8, comments by the general public. A period devoted to comments by the general public about matters relevant to the board's jurisdiction will be held. No discussion, action, or vote may be taken on this agenda items. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes each. Please step up to the speaker's podium. Clearly state your name, address, and please spell your last name for the record. If any member of the board wishes to extend the length presentation, this will be done by the chairperson or board by majority vote. Seeing no one in the audience, I will move on to the next item. The next meeting date is October 10th, 2023. Do we have a motion to adjourn?
Motion to adjourn.
All in favor?
Aye.
Passed. I got you out by pre-8 o'clock.
Yes. 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 Yes.